James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, James, a half-brother of Jesus. Scattered abroad among the Gentiles in dispersion, greetings and rejoice. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith, are you listening? The proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed and no defects, lacking in nothing. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproach or faith fault finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with nothing wavering or nothing hesitating, nothing doubting. For one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like the billowing of surge at sea, with blow him hither and tossed by the wind. For truly let not such a person imagine he'll receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Now, in the King James Version, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. 18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Whereof, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers over, only deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh in, listen, are you listening? Yes. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridles not his tongue, ooh, he got me again, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. All right, let's catch up here. And my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him with wrath and gay clothing, and say unto him, sit here in good place. And say to the poor, stand thou there and sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves and become judges of evil thought? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? There's love again. But you have despised the poor, nor rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? if you fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and you do well. That includes politicians. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in the heavens. I don't have time to go through all of that. But go to the book of Daniel chapter 10, 11, and you'll see the wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Gabriel is a messenger. He's the one that spoke to Mary. He's the one that spoke to Joseph in behalf of God. Daniel went on a fast, a partial fast. And 21 days later, Gabriel came to him. Listen to what he said. Fear not, Daniel. For you were heard the first day. But the spirit of Persia withheld me. I call for Michael, the archangel of war. When you see the heavenly hosts, David used that. I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. That put the angels, that put Michael right there and killed that giant. He said, when I leave, the spirit of Greece shall come. Those are the wicked spirits in the heavenlies. I don't have time to go into it to tell you who they are, but you can go to the book of Isaiah and find it all out. Thank you, Jesus. And we're coming to the place where the Lord had me to come. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of liberty, with respect of persons. And you come down, verse 4. Are you then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do the rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? You fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thyself as thy neighbor. But if you have respect to person, you commit sin. You're convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and you offend in one point, he's guilty of all. For he has said, do not commit adultery, and also do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery yet kill, you're broken and transgressor of the law. So speak ye and so do, as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he hath judgment without mercy, has showed no mercy. Mercy rejoiced against judgment. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man have faith and has not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, you and notwithstanding. Now, the New Testament in common language, and we have put that back into print. Francis, Weymouth. If you have faith without corresponding action, that's where the Spirit of God had me headed this morning.
Yes.
All of these scriptures on faith, but without corresponding action, it's dead. Corresponding action. The action that corresponds. I'm thinking about a Beechcraft King Air. It took off at Addison Airport in Dallas. Captain of that airplane, I knew him. I wasn't close to him. But the man that trained Dwayne and I, the insurance company demand, of course, because you got the type rating in the simulator, that for 25 hours you have someone that is highly flown a lot of time in the airplane. Through him, I knew the man. They took off, and his second command on the voice recorder said, "We've lost power on the left engine." And it just rolled up like that and crashed into the top of a hangar. There is a friction knob on all monthly engine airplanes that you tighten it up. It's in the checklist. You tighten those down so the vibration of the airplane doesn't vibrate throttle back. They thought they had a malfunction of the engine. In the crash, they saw that the friction knob was not uptight. And besides that, they didn't do the checklist. But if something happens like that, the first thing you do is go full power on both sides. So they got what is called, they got behind the airplane. Got behind it. In more ways than one. Standard procedure. We brief it. There was nothing on the recorder that said, and not all general aviation airplanes have cockpit recorders. Citation 10 does. We reset it every time. Here's the standard procedure. I'm flying the airplane. Steve or Dwayne is in the right seat. I brief it. Because of what we're talking about, memory.
Yes.
We brief it. Tell me if I have two good engines. And back me up on the throttles. So when I come up with the power, his hand comes up and backs me on the throttles. People died because that didn't happen. And this man had over 50,000 hours. That simple little thing. Well, Brother Copeland, that makes me not want to fly. No. When we were on the airlines, I hijacked it every time I got on it.
That's right. Amen.
I take authority over this airplane. I have a ticket for this space, and this space is going to get there. I prayed the same prayer back there then that I pray now.
Yeah.
Ministering spirits, watch over this thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to be shouting amen to these things.
Yes.
Corresponding action.
Yes.
You ought to respond the same way.
Yes.
Corresponding action to faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have strong faith. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I can do all things through Christ, the anointed one in His anointing, which strengthens me, who strengthens me. Glory be to God. I rise up. I wait upon the Lord.
I rise up
like with wings of an eagle.
I run.
And I'm not weary.
I walk.
And I don't faint. And I have that in my exercise room, and I read it right before I get on the treadmill.
That's right.
Glory. Amen.
And I'll tell you something else. In my study, you've seen it where I have all of my partner's pictures. I have my widows. Are you listening to me, sweetie? I have my widows on a piece of paper. And as they go to heaven, I just mark them off. I met Larry Joe in a Home Depot store. And he waited on me. And I really liked him. And I walked out of that store, and the Lord said, go back there. And I introduced myself to him. He said, yeah, I know who you are. He said, go back there and hand him $100 and pray for him. Okay. So I walked back there and I said, brother, I'm impressed of the Lord to do this. I just popped that $100 bill in his hands. He looked at it and he teared up. Well, I didn't know the whole story, but I found out later. There were some preachers that had burned him so badly that he walked out of the ministry. I didn't know that. But this is his widow, Larry Joe Wright. And he became a powerful man of God at EMIC and feeding the poor. And he's in heaven right now. Give the Lord praise. Take every opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there's more, but I'll tell you some of those later, because it's time for me to stop. That's the reason for teaching the Word and taking authority where it. That's the reason the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Yes, I will, Lord. I'm reading in the Amplified. Don't take time to open that. Children, obey your parents in the Lord as His representative is just and right. Honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother, for this is the first commandment with promise, that all may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not irritate and provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them, and so forth and so on. Six, in any way, eye service, as if they were watching you and only please men, rendering service daily, goodwill to the Lord and not to men, knowing for whatever reason does, whether receive his reward of the Lord, whether he be slave or free. Verse 10, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord and be empowered through your union with him. draw your strength from Him, and that strength His boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the heavy armor, heavy which is supplied. Verse 12, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against deficits, against the powers, against the master spirits who are world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit of forces of wickedness. Huh? The spirit of Greece in the book of Daniel. The spirit of Persia, which is Iran. Stand, therefore. Take your stand. Hold your ground. Having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, having put on the breastplate of integrity and moral rectitude, right standing with God, having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed ability, promptness, the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Lift and scripture references in all of these. Lift up over you covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles and darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Wow. Praise God. Which is the Word of God. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty, to keep that which is alert. Watch the strong purpose and perseverance in interceding in behalf of all saints, God's consecrated people, and pray also for me, that freedom of all utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth and proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news, the gospel, for which I am an ambassador and coupling chain in prison. Pray, then may declare it boldly and courageous. Pray boldly with courage. And the man was in prison when he wrote it.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BBOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Life can feel unstable. It can seem like there's no light to guide your way. But faith is the force that turns on the lights and changes your circumstance. In the audio series, Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith, Kenneth and Gloria explain how you can develop unshakable, unswerving faith that will see you through to triumph in the most trying times. Scripture tells us that God is a solid rock to support you when you stand on or put your faith in Him. Living on the rock of revelation knowledge of who Jesus is and who you are in Him puts you in a position to be free no matter where you are or what's going on. Stand. Keep standing on that solid rock. With faith in God, you get the answer to every question for the rest of your life. The Word of God is light, and you are a child of the light. When you go out into the dark, it's not dark anymore. You shine, and those in darkness see that there is an answer. It is faith in God that keeps you in consistent victory. Faith is the spiritual force that can move mountains and change circumstances in your life. Request your free copy of Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith, an audio series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Learn how to live in consistent victory. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Find
find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. What does a life of faith look like? You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You are healed and made whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. You are thriving, having all sufficiency and an abundance for every good work. And you have the faith that lives in consistent victory. Receiving this God kind of faith is simple when you do it God's way. It begins with an important decision to give your heart to Jesus and allow Him to become the Lord and Savior of your life. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. You're on your way to the good life that God has for you. Your spirit is born again. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. So begin to develop the faith that God put in your spirit and build a strong foundation of the word in your heart. To help you get started, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift to send you called the Salvation Package. It includes their book, He Did It All For You, and some information to help you begin reading and studying your Bible. Use these free resources to learn about the covenant you now have with God. Find those precious promises He has for you and receive them by faith. Request your salvation package free on KCM.org. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Request the Salvation Package free on kcm.org/salvation.